Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norman. I hope you are well when you get this message. Norm, I want to tell you a story. When I was a teenager, my parents enrolled me in a birdhouse building class. The school year had ended. It was the summertime. My classes were over. I was on break. My mom and dad thought the birdhouse building class would be good for me. Norm, I possessed gigantic and juicy 40 double D melons. My young smooth thighs and creamy tight ass cakes were super delicious. I wanted to be enrolled in the summertime swimming classes that were held at my high school. My amazing jugs and prize-winning ass cheeks would float their way through the duration of the class. Easy peasy. Keep on trucking and all that shit. The pool thing would be way less strenuous for me, compared to hammering and sawing pieces of wood together for a bird. All birds do is shit. To hell with them. People don't know it. But humping around big milk-filled hugely nipple chest cannons and a curvy bubble to die for can be physically exhausting. I'll tell you some private things I wouldn't tell anyone else. This is a letter after all. Sometimes when I look at my mammoth jugs in my bedroom mirror, I get embarrassed for myself. For about a year, I had a reoccurring dream about emptying a couple of cans of Old Ray dog food onto my boobs. In my dream, I flew to Australia and I lied down somewhere in the outback, and I let the dingoes eat my enormous tits off. My jugs won't stop growing. Norman, when I was 13, I took a close-up digital photograph of my tight asshole, and I emailed it to NASA. They were having a moon crater photo contest. The person that took a photo of the best moon crater using a telescope won a pickaxe and a 50-pound bag of Quikrete ready mix cement. I guess I didn't win. I never heard back from them, ever. Anyway, Norm, let's get back to the summertime birdhouse class. For 4 weeks I worked on my birdhouse. When it came time to hang it, I climbed a tree and I dropped a rope so that my classmates could attach the rope to my birdhouse. I was wearing hot pants, a halter top and heels. While I was hoisting up my birdhouse, it somehow got tangled up, and it got wedged between my silky lickable thighs. As I tried to remove it so that I could hammer the birdhouse onto the trunk of the tree, I felt a sudden sharp jab to my genitals. And then I felt it again. Norman, someone had installed an atomic-powered dildo machine inside my birdhouse. When the birdhouse got close to my pussy, the pussy odor detector circuit built into the atomic-powered dildo machine got activated, and a 14-inch long dildo came out of the hole cut into the birdhouse, and the dildo drove itself into my endlessly deep hungry fuck hole. The head of the dildo went through the fabric of my panties and hot pants with ease, and it plowed its way through my intact hymen like it was a pad of thinly sliced butter. While I stood on that tree branch, I took the dick hundreds if not thousands of times. I moaned, and I came, and I came, and I moaned. My classmates told me that my eyes were rolled back, and my mouth was open. They also said that a stream of vaginal juices poured out of my cracked open pussy. My intense orgasms caused my clothes to be shaken apart. I was naked and I was taking it, and there was a birdhouse hanging from my squealing snatch. The birdhouse I had built. Because of the stink coming from my pussy, buzzards began to occupy every branch of that tree. They thought something had died. Norman, eventually I blacked out from orgasm overload. When I fell from the tree and hit the ground, I was told by witnesses that my birdhouse fled. The 14-inch long atomic-powered dildo worked like a single bionic leg, frantically hopping itself and the birdhouse away from the scene as fast as it could. Isn't that creepy? But how? Why? Norman, I couldn't walk for 3 weeks after the ream job I took from my birdhouse while standing in that tree. But I did get to come. A lot. A man that watched me get banged out by my birdhouse while I stood on a tree branch approached me as I was being loaded into an ambulance, and he said,
"One time my parents rented a pony for my birthday party. We lived next to a park, so my parents held my birthday party there. On the day of my birthday party, two Mexicans showed up. They walked the pony out of an old rusted Ford Econoline van. One of the Mexicans was cross-eyed, and the other Mexican was missing teeth. Both of the Mexicans were really short. They didn't say much. They just kept on smiling. The pony didn't look right. The pony didn't blink its eyes. The pony just looked straight ahead. When the pony walked, his knees didn't bend. My father told me that the pony was probably old. None of the people invited to my birthday party had arrived yet. The Mexican with the missing teeth lifted me up, and he put me onto the pony's back. The other cross-eyed Mexican pulled the pony around. There was a rope wrapped around the pony's neck. While I sat atop the pony, something really long and fat came out of the pony's back, and it pushed its way into my asshole. Whatever it was, it went in and out of my crap hole again and again. I was being cornholed. I yelled for help, and when I did, my old man ran to me. But before my pop could pull me off the horse, the Mexican with the missing teeth knocked my dad out, and the bean eater pulled my pop's pants off, and he cornholed my father using a massive strap-on dildo. My neighbor tried to help us. He was once a professional wrestler, but he got knocked out and cornholed also. My mom ran out to the park waving her phone above her head, saying she had called the police. The two Mexicans panicked, and they left the pony behind, and they got into their Ford van, and they sped off. We found out later that the pony was once attached to a rotating pole at a store in Salina, Texas. The pony rotated in circles at the top of that pole thanks to an electric motor. The pony was designed to get attention and draw people into the store that had, at one time, sold horse supplies. Unfortunately, the Mexican stole the pony a year earlier, and they fitted it with a dildo machine that ran using two car batteries that were mounted inside the pony. My father and I never talk about the pony again. The professional wrestler that tried to help us just up and moved. Someday I will find those deranged gay spics, and I will kill them.
Norm, I am telling you this story in the hopes that it helps your female listeners. Girls, be careful when you are installing a birdhouse onto the trunk of a tree. You could take a dick. I did. Now I must go. Norman, I call all the time, but you never call me back. What gives? Can you please excuse me? I want to vibrate my clitoris and fuck hole while I smoke weed, tap my bong, dry hump a pillow, and come while I lie atop my dead grandmother's whiskey, semen, and piss-stained mattress. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, Norm Augustinus.
Pardon me, fuckstick.
Just rolling a cigarette. I like to roll my own. It's just tobacco. So as you know, the weather is changing in America. We're going from winter to spring to summer. And that can only mean one thing. I can't do this stuff in the winter. That can only mean one thing. And what is that one thing, or a couple things? It means that I can start searching for pussy fart bubbles in lakes, streams, rivers, ponds. I can start searching for them all like over again. Pussy fart bubbles. Shot out of a woman's pussy. And I can also start digging for pussy scalps. Pussy scalps were scalps that were scalped off a woman's cunt by an Indian by a tomahawk in his hand. He'd scalp that cunt and take that fucking cunt off. That whole area where the pubic hair is, he'd scalp it while the bitch was hanging up something on a clothesline. Early settler, earlier fucking colonial settler coming to Michigan. Beautiful damn blonde hair, pure as snow. Her thoughts are the way she is, all different. And you can get pussy scalps. They can go for $10,000, $20,000 a piece. And they are real. This is not a fabrication. How could anybody make that up? It's not made up. It's real. I've studied it and researched it for years. And I have done it and I found them. Well, the weather is changing. The lakes aren't frozen anymore. Ice fishing season's over. The lakes aren't frozen. The ponds aren't frozen. The streams aren't frozen. Nothing's frozen. Now, my area that I can search now is wide open, sky high. You know, the sky's the limit. Is that what they say? Because pussy fart bubbles to people with money are worth an unestimable amount. They're worth a fortune. What is a pussy fart? A pussy fart is something they're making fun of today. They're making fun of it. They're trying to make light of it. That's what they do to everything. Expose it. Take the sting out of it. Make it funny. Make it harmless. But a pussy fart is not harmless. A fuckstick. By far not harmless. In fact, they're deadly. What is a pussy fart? I got to start here and keep going. A pussy fart is gas that is trapped in a woman's fuckhole. She's on her back, her knees are to her ears, her legs are spread. They try to make it funny. She's taking a dick all night long. They want everything all night long. She's taking a dick. The big dick is going in and out. And it's like a hydraulic cylinder. And it's pumping all kinds of air into the woman's cunt while she's taking a dick. There she is. She's been actualized. She's taking a dick now. The world is hers. All kinds of finances would all open up to her if you're a rube. And now she's taking a dick. Now, they're done fucking, right? Well, the cunt has swelled up. The pussy lips have swelled up. And they swelled up for a good reason. It's not a joke. It's not something limerick or something to laugh at. The pussy lips swell up. They close off that cave, which is her fuck hole, fuck cavern. They close that cave off. And now that dude's jism, his fucking two-part epoxy, his white blow is in that hole. And also in that hole's what? Scabs, hair follicles, house dust, shit. There's all kinds of stuff that's been pumped into there because of molecules in the air and things on top of her bed. It's all been pumped into her fuck hole. And what happens? The lips close, the pussy lips. And now that stuff's in there for 24, 48, 72 hours or more, and it's on purpose. That's by design, and it's, what is by design of it is that pussy fart is being developed, it's being created, it's being made. It's a cocktail of fucking poison, I mean real damn poison, that they'd never talk about in a million years. You can only hear this shit here from Norm Augustinus, your pal, your friend. Fucking the recipe of what people want to be. It can only be heard here because nobody has the balls to say about or talk about this shit that I have researched extensively for fucking years upon years upon years. And I've got spiral notebooks, hundreds and hundreds of maybe, I don't know, maybe 5,000 of notes that I've taken. That fucking cocktail and that cunt gets deadly. And it gets deadly because of one reason. And when it opens up and lets it out, it sort of mentally fucking deadens a man's mind. It slowly makes him dumber and dumper. The real fucking reason for dementia is fucking pussy farts. It doesn't ever affect women. You ever notice? Who the fuck ever heard hardly any woman gets dementia? It always affects a man because it's been designed for a man. It's been designed to deaden his mind, deaden his ability to think. He doesn't have reason anymore. There's no more rhyme or reason. He can't say no. And it's a fucking weapon that a woman uses to control men. That's what a pussy fart is. It's that damn deadly. All this shit inside her cunt. Big, smelly, fucking Joey hole she's been dragging around since she was a 1 year old, man. And there it is. She's an expert at this fucking cave. It's the cave that's on her, the cave that everybody wants to dive, man. The secret fucking caves you can barely fit into. In fact, the tighter the better, just like a goddamn cave. Hey, man, let's go caving, fuckstick. There's some people saying some shit like that. It's caving. That's what fucking is. You're going caving, man, to a deadly place you don't ever want to be. I mean, would you fucking deliberately fall into a lion trap? Into some kind of big wild animal trap? They used to dig big pits 10, 12 feet deep, put sticks on the bottom, and they'd hang meat above the hole. That's the same fucking thing that a cunt is. There's the goddamn clitoris, and there's the big fucking hole, and you're going to fall into that, and you're never going to be the same. If I knew you before you had a woman, I promise you, after you had the woman, you'd never see me again, because she wouldn't let you see me again. Hello?
Is this Norm?
Who is this?
Are you Norm Augustinus?
Huh?
You split my daughter in half.
What?
Your big cock annihilated her cunt.
Uh-uh.
You dirty cock bastard. Your monster cock turned my daughter into a vegetable.
Sorry.
When you put your cock in her hole, her soul died. She's paralyzed.
Don't know.
She's blind.
Never heard of her.
She's brain dead.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Your prick is a public menace.
This is nonsense.
Thanks to your big dick, she's lost all feeling in her leg.
You're nonsense.
When you put your big schlong into her hole, she saw the devil.
I don't know anybody like that.
She can't feel her lips.
That's not me.
There's no feeling in her clitoris.
Don't know what you're talking about.
She flatlined a dozen times since you fucked her.
You're crazy.
You dirty cock bastard.
You need a medical doctor.
My daughter will never walk again.
I asked you to stop calling here.
Your cock caused her eyes to permanently
roll. It's not possible.
Back. You split her in half.
Was never possible.
I hate you.
I'm not like that.
My daughter hates you.
This is insanity.
You will be dead within the next 6 months.
I'm gonna hang up.
She's paralyzed.
I said I'm gonna hang up.
She's blind.
Goodbye. Okay, let's get back to what we were talking about. Because she wants to fucking write out the storyline, the thing that you're going to be with you and her, or her and you, whatever you want to call it. Everything else doesn't exist fucking before. It only after exists. Big chunk of meat hanging above a big smelly goddamn hole. There's the trap. Can't you see that? It's not funny, man. There's the trap. There's the hole, man. You're in danger, motherfucker. Man, get the fuck out of there. I'm begging you. Get the fuck out of there when you can, man. You're in danger. Some pussy farts, which they've made fun of, which they've made light of, they do it all over the place. Used to be able to call a woman a slut and it would bother her, or a whore and bother her. They've killed all those words. They don't make so they were desensitized to all this shit. The same thing with her pussy fart. They know what it really is. Now, a woman that has a pussy fart, she's destroying people around her. She's not only destroying people around her, she's destroying all the artwork that she's in the room. The paintings, the artwork, the line drawings. She's destroying all of it because the fucking gas is so powerful, so damn deadly, the cocktail that was squirted out between her fucking legs, man. There's insects and shit, honest to God, that send out liquid, like liquid acid on the other insect that's approaching them. The lizard, the insect, whatever's coming after them. It's the same thing with the pussy fart. It's deadly, man. And you're there, you're in danger, destroying the artwork, destroying the plaster. All the fucking special paintings are all destroyed because of her pussy farts. And your mind is going too because you're sitting next to one. You thought you heard something? You might say, what was that? I guess nothing. Of course it was something. Your fucking lady on your left, to your right, behind you, in front of you, she took the dick all night goddamn long, didn't she? All night long she took the damn dick. She's making cocktails up, and there you sit, little boy you. Look at you. I'm just doing my work. 8 hours, I'm out in another 3 hours. I got my lunch. I got my fucking... Look at this. I cooked my fucking fish fingers in advance. I got some chunks of cheese, and I'm out of there. That ain't what really is going on, man. You're being accosted, you're under attack nonstop 24/7 by chick's pussy fart. Now, the only way the pussy fart is any good, other than giving you dementia, which it is, and you're gonna get it, I guarantee it, because why? Because you're gonna sign on to one of these bitches, and you're gonna get married with this chick, and eventually your mind's gonna go, and everybody's gonna have this fake sympathy for you, poor thing, you got dementia, she's so goddamn, oh, what a horrible thing, this sad old lady, look what she's stuck with. Well, she fucking did it, she knows what game she's playing, you married it, 26,000 pounds of fecal matter out of her shithole by the time she's 81. 14,000 gallons of urine by the time she's 81. 400 fucking pounds of feminine napkins by the time she's 81. And it doesn't include the fucking pee pad she'll wear if she's had a kid. All women gotta wear pee pads because something called their floor fell out. And when their floor fell out, they can't fucking hold their piss anymore. And you want when you're with one. Why would you do yourself like that, man? I'm telling you, the best times of my life was in Vietnam, 18 fucking months, running and jumping and falling and ejecting into big rice paddies with all these goddamn female VC bitches running because here comes El Gapo, which means the big one. That means my big dick coming at him, flying from the fucking sky, man. There ain't no aliens, there ain't no UFOs, there ain't no goddamn lizards. There's only dick coming at you, man. That's what chicks are really wanting. That's what they're seeing, man. Here comes the dick. Here it comes. Those are all cum loads blown out by people like me, like people like you. So I've been fucking excited as shit, man, because it's pussy fart bubble season. You know what a pussy fart will go to say somebody with a lot of money? Maybe 50 grand, maybe $100,000, but I got to prove the lineage. I got to prove how old the contents are inside the bubble. I've made special cases. I have been able to extract the bubble, get it into a beautiful wooden case filled with water. It's sealed forever. And these fucking things are worth a fortune. So I'm excited. I'm especially excited to tell you this. I've been pussy fart bubble hunting in a lake near my house. I live in upper northern Michigan. And I've got a scuba suit. I've got my mask. I got whatever you call mask, goggles. I got my flippers. I got my weighted belt to hold me down to the bottom of the water. I got all kinds of tools, and I got my Rallo beam. And a Rallo beam can detect pussy fart bubbles. All I got to do is aim it to the deepest depths of whatever lake I am, and I'll see the pussy fart bubbles clinging to shit that once came out of some woman's big goddamn pounded out cunt. And there they are. And how do pussy fart bubbles get into a lake? How do they get in the ocean? How do they get in a stream, a river, a brook, a pond? How do they get in there? Because chicks always die somewhere in water. They inevitably die or drown in some fucking pool of water somewhere. And as they're going down, it's not enough that they'll die. They can't just die like everybody else. They got to let out a pussy fart bubble or two or three or maybe even five or six pussy fart bubbles before they die and hit the bottom. These pussy fart bubbles are designed to do what I told you, and that is what? They are designed to pop, let out the contents, this disease, this pocket of shit, this pocket of poison, built the gases built from fucking cum, from fucking scabs, from hairs, dog hairs, fleas, whatever was pumped into her cunt. So when they do pop, even though she's dead, long dead, thankfully, you get dementia. She got you. She stung you. You got dementia, man. Look at the dementia. It's not enough that you're inhaling pussy fumes, pussy molecules, shit molecules. Honest to God, whenever anyone shits, they let out molecules in the air. That shit molecule's in the air. You eat it. You eat shit every day. It's a proven fact. When there's pussy fart happens near you, you eat her pussy fart. The molecules, you ate them. You're eating pussy every day, even if you're against it. You're eating shit every day and eating pussy every day. It's not fair. This chick's walking around blowing pussy fart molecules. She's happy. She's holding five Target fucking bags from Target shopping store, wherever that is. That's why there's a Target on it. I mean, they got these whores targeted. And she's blowing these around. You're eating all kinds of pussy. You're eating fucking pussy and shit all the time. Bring on the molecules, man. When you're so dumb, you get right up close to them. 14,000 gallons of urine, fucking 26,000 pounds of fecal matter by the time they're 81. And you got a license to be with this pig. Why, man? I can't understand it. I just can't get a grip on it, man. So I got my scuba suit, and I'm so excited because I've done alterations on it. You ever stand on the bottom of a lake and you got a weighted belt on and you're standing, you got your flippers on and you're just looking around? It's so surreal. It's so relaxing, but I can get more out of it. Fuck treasures and ships and sunken ships and all that. That's too much goddamn work with a Rallo beam and my special suction tube that I can suck the pussy fart bubble out into my special suction tube. I can make a fortune. And I'm going to make a fortune, and I've been pushing this and pushing this. Eventually, I'm going to be in a fucking cover of magazines. Pussy fart bubble magnet scores again. That's going to be me. And I'm going to expose what a pussy fart is and how deadly a pussy fart can be for you as a man. You're going to get some form of dementia, usually a rare type of dementia, that never affects a woman because these are designed not to take out women. Pussy farts are designed to take out the mind of a man and diminish the population of men until there's just an overlaunch, an overreach, giant sums of bitches walking around everywhere, each one with a dildo and a vibrating egg in their purse and fucking all kinds of lube in their purse, walking around looking for the last remaining dicks until they eventually eventually eat each other up. That's what's going to happen. So I got my suit on. This has just happened recently. I got my suit on, and I've been diving in this lake. Chicks all the time drown. Chicks in a boat, they start arguing and shit. The guy takes the oar and takes the side of her head off, and she just flops over the side, goes into the fucking lake, goes into the stream, the river, whatever is the pond, and she blows a pussy fart bubble out, and she's on the bottom, never to be found again. I don't know what happened to her. I have no goddamn idea what happened there. A guy's in a Cessna 172. He's at 4,000 feet. They start arguing. He can't take her goddamn squealing anymore, her goddamn nagging anymore, and I've personally done this. I don't know why I just said that, man. Oh, fuck, why did I say that? God damn it, man. Why did I fucking say that, man? I'm committed now. I've been in a 172 and gotten a goddamn argument with a bitch. I couldn't think, man. She was blowing pussy fart bubbles, pussy farts out of her cunt while I was in a 172, and she took the dick from somebody else, and now she's in there with me looking for more dick, blowing pussy farts, the remnants of her fuck out, all around me. Now that's pure hedonism, and I've stumped her out the goddamn window over water. What happens, man? She hits the water, her mouth going all the way, nagging till she hits the water, and then she's sinking, she blows pussy fart bubbles out. Yeah, lots of them come to the surface. Everybody knows that. They pop. But lots of them don't come to the surface, and they get jammed up. They get hooked up under on beams, on old ships, on skidoos, on all kinds of machines and lawnmowers, all kinds of stuff dumped in there, old cars. They get hung up for a zillion years. There they are. Percolating, making that toxic fumes inside the pussy fart bubble even more deadlier and deadlier and deadlier as the years go on. Pop it, and you'll never be the same. And you'll say to yourself, but she looks so good. She wears perfume. She's got beautiful heels on. She's so fucking sexy. This is her disguise, man. This is what the clown suit she wears to draw on an imbecile like you. Look at her, man. Walking around their fucking clown suit on, walking around their goddamn $250 foundation, her $200 primer. You ever hear of primer that you put on your face before the foundation? And now the foundation is actually HD foundation, high definition foundation. She's pulling a con on you. That's a con man. That's somebody walking around to trick you, and you're stupid. Look at you go, man. She's a little German girl. She's so sweet and she's so sexy. No, she's not. You're dead. You've been dead. You're dead now. If you're going to work, you're fucking dead. Your woman right now is getting a dick from the neighbor as we speak. I promise you, it's not possible. They don't care about you anymore. They just want to live for the day. They don't know if they got tomorrow. They can't think that any far in advance. So I've been wearing a scuba suit in this lake. In a scuba suit in this lake. Why'd I say that twice? And why did I talk about the 172? That was private shit, man. I didn't, whatever I said that part, that is just fake, man. That's just made up. This sound made up? Sure, of course it did. So I'm on this lake and I'm going deep in it. It's a deep ass lake with nooks and crannies and even tunnels. I'm sure of it. And I'm finding one pussy fart bubble after another. I got this big long thing. It's made of plastic and I can pull back on a handle. Think of a tube, like a single tube about 4 inches in diameter. It's made of like a plexiglass material. I can suck the fucking pussy fart bubble off on any surface and it goes inside the tube. And now I can transport that bubble because it's slightly pressurized with a CO2 cartridge and it won't shake around, and I can transfer it to a beautiful, smartly case with walnut trim and a stand on it, and it has the pussy fart bubble trapped in there, and I depressurize it. It can never pop. It can never blow. And then it has, of course, the location on it with a little brass plate in front of it. It tells the latitude and the longitude where the pussy fart bubble was found, and it talks about the lake, pond, river, stream, wherever it is I found it. Now, people are going to pay a fortune for that like you've never seen. It's going to go out of control. It's going to be like Tesla stock, $140 a couple years ago stock. And look at it now, $400 or $500 a share. It's going to be like that, these pussy fart bubbles, especially when I expose the validity of them, what they really are and what they're doing to people. I mean, they're wasting all kinds of time trying to find this stupid cure for Alzheimer's, this type of Alzheimer's, when the fucking women in the lab looking for it are creating the very fucking Alzheimer's that are killing you and me, that are taking our minds away and making us sit in a fucking lazy boy reclining chair, and all we say is, huh? Okay. What? Okay. You know how beautiful my voice is. You know, eventually from pussy farts, getting it in my brain, I'm going to eventually talk like this. What are you talking about? What'd you say? I got it for 25 cents. I got it for fucking 25 cents at Walmart. That's how I'm going to be talking like that. Know somebody that talks like that, and I know that's going to eventually be me. My beautiful voice, my sexy face, and everything will be destroyed because of pussy farts, which are going on now in mass quantities. All these chicks pussy farting. And why are they pussy farting now? Because they're getting dick more than ever now. They're scared to death, man. Time's going fast. They ain't got nothing. They're not rich. They're not on TV, and they keep taking dick after dick after dick after dick after dick after dick after dick until they think they end up somewhere, and that pussy's wore out, and it stinks, and it's got all this pressure inside the pussy, inside the pussy itself, man. Pussies actually get stretched out from pussy fart gas. They don't tell you that either. They get bigger and bigger and bigger until it's just a loose meat sandwich hanging from her fucking cunt, and nobody wants to mess around. It looks like someone took a goddamn blender to it, a fucking some kind of mixer to her cunt, and it's all hanging meat and shit. What is that? And you think that when you're going down there. So I'm in the lake recently with my Rallo beam that I can detect pussy fart bubbles. I got my little the cases I've made. I always bring five or six. I'm always optimistic. I got my scuba suit on, my flippers, my weighted belt. I got all kinds of stuff on, even a watch that I use underwater. Now, I bought a very cheap watch from Timu, and it's supposed to look like an iPhone watch or something like that. You know, that damn thing is perfectly waterproof. Underwater, it works perfectly, even tells me my blood pressure, and every time I come across a pussy fart bubble, I look at it, and I can see my blood pressure. It'll actually rise because I've got a pussy fart bubble, I've caught one, and that tells me that what I'm doing is real. My mind isn't fooled. It's real. I found riches. I found a potential of riches, and the team of watches tell me I found riches, and it's telling me what I'm thinking and doing is real because I see my heartbeat go up. That must mean I'm alive. That must mean I'm experiencing something, causing some kind of trauma, some kind of excitement. It is. I found a pussy fart bubble. So I come out of the water with my scuba suit on, and I got my pussy fart bubbles in it. The first one's called a capturing case, and I put them in there. Now, the capturing case has sections. None of the water touches the other water. Each compartment is different and astray from the other compartment because I don't want the bubbles touching each other. And why? I don't want to pop the bubble, and I don't want to contaminate the bubble in any way. The real value of the pussy fart bubble is the gas trapped inside the bubble. The gas trapped inside the bubble is where the real fucking money is. What is the gas trapped inside the bubble? All kinds of gases, amino acids, alkaloids, traces of urine, traces of shit. You can tell what this woman, who the guy she was dicking, where the shit came from, probably him. You can tell what he was eating when he was dicking her, or what he ate when he was dicking her. There's urine in it. You can tell what the guy was drinking. You can create a whole world, a whole goddamn narrative over what gas is inside these bubbles. Now, that is priceless to people with the right fucking money. Priceless. So I come out of the water, and I got two pussy fart bubbles that I found. One was near an old snowmobile that went through the ice. It was trapped under there's like a plastic windshield, and the snowmobile was upside down. It was trapped in that area there with other things, with other kind of little tiny air bubbles, and I was able to extract that perfectly. A perfect extraction. And I say that to myself as I'm pulling back on the suction handle. I say it to myself in the mind. Sometimes I say it outward. Perfect extraction. You can talk while you have the respirator, when you have the damn oxygen, the mouthpiece in your mouth, and you can talk. You can say it, and I say, perfect extraction. And I hear these bubbles. Perfect extraction. And somehow it makes it really, like, important, like big and stuff. When I come out of the water, after extracting these bubbles, another bubble I found near this bizarre rock-like thing, it looked like it was cement made to be cast to be something. And the cement was like, if it looked like a cement that would be over a bell in 1850 or something, a big cement yoke. that the bell mounted onto. That's what it looked like. I'm sure it wasn't that. And the pussy fart bubble was there. Now, you can tell how big the woman's cunt is by the diameter of the pussy fart bubble. This is something people don't believe. Tight little pussies create smaller pussy fart bubbles. Big, stretched out, honking, fucking squatch bitches with big damn twats, they got big pussy fart bubbles. And it's kind of creepy, but it's also very rich because it's a bigger quantity, it's a bigger amount of space, and inside that bubble is all these gases and more for me to be able to dissect, to be able to find out what the gases are. I've got a thing called a triometer. It's a special device that you can actually test the air inside the pussy fart bubbles. I just ran out of air. I always do that when I'm talking. I don't know why I would run out of air. I mean, who the fuck runs out of air when they're talking because they're so full of themselves they won't stop talking so that they get some air to keep talking? It doesn't make any sense. So I got this device and I can check the gases inside the bubble, and sometimes it's a big payday. I've got to actually set alerts if there's a massive amount of quantity of some particular material inside the bubble, like shit or pussy juice. If there's pussy juice in it, remember, he's playing with her cunt, she's playing with her cunt, the dick's in the cunt, the bubble forms, the juices in the cunt get trapped in the bubble. I can tell you all about that bitch, her Victorian dress, the fabric, the stink, the whatever's in her pussy. I can tell if she had an outhouse with an oak seat. I can tell you if she had an outhouse with a pine seat. I can tell you the kind of methane that was coming out of the outhouse as she was shitting that got trapped in her pussy and got before eventually formed a bubble before she was thrown into a lake, river, stream, or pond, before the guy, you know, threw her out, tossed her out, before he dumped her body. I can tell you everything like that underneath what's inside the pussy fart bubble. I get so excited talking about this. And if it isn't real, how could I be this excited talking about it? If this was all not real, I couldn't get excited. It couldn't sound like this if I wasn't talking about it. Because why? Because it wasn't real. I'd sound mundane. I'd say, I'd sound like a like droll, like dead inside. I'd maybe sound like this. Yeah. Ah, fuck, you know. I cut a fucking couple pre-rolls and a doobie. Yeah, I'm going to go get some from Pussy Fart Bubble. That's not the goddamn same. I couldn't do that because I can't control that, what I sound, because I'm so excited over the reality of what the fuck I found and what's going to happen to me with the Pussy Fart Bubbles. I feel so invigorated when I first drop in the water because I know that I'm an early explorer. I'm on the frontier. I'm the cutting edge. I'm like Elon Musk with AI and a planet and fucking building cities on Mars. I'm like that here. Only I'm doing it with pussy fart bubbles. Nobody's dissecting pussy fart bubbles. Nowhere on the planet is dissecting pussy fart bubbles and selling them intact in a beautiful case with the water they were taken from. And then the complete breakdown of the gases, of the molecules, of all kinds of things that are inside the bubble that I can tell them that will really fucking turn them on, that will be a real showpiece, like Christmas time, like fucking Thanksgiving, like Hanukkah, whatever it's going to be. You can have people over. When you have these people over, you show them this thing, and you give them the breakdown what's in the inside that bubble. You say, hey, look, come on over here, Christine, I want to show you something. She said, yeah, Norm, what's that? You say, that's a pussy fart bubble. She said, what's a pussy fart bubble? I said, well, it's a pussy fart, which you're well aware of because you're killing a 16th of the population, a 32nd, 1/32nd of the population around you with your pussy farts, but these are bubbles. They're trapped here. See, their pussy farts are designed to be blown out the cunt, and they dissolve into the atmosphere. They're breathed in by men near them, and there's no trace of it. You can't fucking find it. It's like somebody erased their fingerprints or sanded their finger. You can't fucking find this thing. You can't track it. You can't trace it. All it becomes is lore and myth or something legend like that. With my system, it's all trackable. I got it all there, neatly tucked into a bubble, and there's the proof of what they're doing to you and I. There's the proof of what's going on, the reality of what's going on behind the curtain, and that is the dangerousness, the toxicity in these bubbles. Now, it's like owning a tiger or saber-toothed tiger if they were still around. If you have a pussy fart bubble, it's like owning that. It's dangerous, yet it's contained. It's dangerous, yet it's on display on the mantle of your fireplace. and you're controlling it. You've got a control of it. There it is, the pussy fart bubble. It's not unleashed. It's captured. It's trapped. It's controlled. And it's in this beautiful case, and they're going to sell like crazy. And she said, yeah, Christine. She said, what good is it? That's what chicks will tell you. What good is it? Why do I need it? Who's going to spend money on this? Why would anyone spend money on this when they can spend money on themselves and buy hundreds of dollars in makeup, when they can go to fucking Palo San Paulo, when they can go to fucking Cabo and spend thousands of dollars of somebody else's goddamn money, usually a man, when she could go there? Why would anybody spend money on a fucking pussy fart bubble? She'll tell you and start to get annoyed because now she knows that you know what they know. Pussy fart bubbles are deadly weapons. They're like Chinese throwing stars, only they're invisible. The bubble, the gas comes out, you're dead. It's like a Chinese throwing star. It's like a blow dart. They used to make blow darts out of a particular fucking root that was so thin that it would shrivel up once it went into you and fall out. There was no trace of the blow dart. It was out of this root, and the root would fall out, so you didn't know how the person died. Even then, with the fucking blow darts and all that, the natives wanted bitches gone. They wanted particular women out of the scene, and they'd blow dart them to death. I wish I could do that today, but I'm much more creative than that. I think you know that. I don't need a blow dart, and we'll talk about that at another recording. But that's what's going on with these fucking bubbles. And I'm so excited to pull them out. I'm so excited to be at the cutting edge. I'm an innovator. I'm a massive innovator. I will be on the cover of a magazine, Norm Augustinus and his pussy fart bubble theory. And you'll be pulled in. You'll understand it's real. People will know it's real, and bitches will know the cat is out of the bag. And what will they do? They'll be forced to do what? They'll be forced to fucking wear special clamped on things like a chastity belt around their waist. That prevented dick from going in the cunt. Had teeth and stuff around the opening of their cunt. The guy locked it with two padlocks. It's called a chastity belt. She couldn't get dicked when he was away. And it's the same fucking shit today. They're not loyal to you. They're not ever going to be loyal to you, motherfucker. Not today. Not tomorrow. Not ever. They're not going to be loyal to you. Because they hate you. And that's true. They hate you and they hate what you stand for. So these pussy fart bubbles that I capture are going to make me a fortune. Now I'm coming out of the lake and I've got all my gear on and I've got my pussy fart bubbles. And as I'm coming out of the lake, a woman is walking practically like on top of me, like she's with me. And she stops to see what I'm doing. Of course she stops to see what I'm doing. She'd have stopped faster if she'd have saw my face, because I'm so fucking attractive, and it's not a joke. I mean, people wish they looked like me. I can't help it. 6'2", 175 pounds, green eyes, well-spoken, a wordsmith, and they love all that shit. They love to be with me. They want to be with me. You don't want to be with someone like you. Fucking bald and you weigh 260 and you're 5'8". They don't want that. You wear earth shoes or shop shoes from the factory that are black and they have to be tied with strings to hold them together. They grip the floor and shit like that. They're for comfort for 12-hour shifts. They don't care about stuff like that. They realize that if you'll work a 12-hour shift that you're not secure in yourself, that you're so goddamn afraid of being homeless, that you'll work 12 hours a day not to be homeless, and that's all you're obsessed with. I can't be homeless. I have to have a home 12 hours, 14 hours. It doesn't matter. But people like your correspondent, they think, wow, he doesn't know what the fuck could happen to him. He doesn't know how long he's got money, how long he won't have money, if he'll ever have money. I like that risk a lot. That's the kind of man I want to be. I want to surf life with this fucker. And they think that about your correspondent. I've told you that repeatedly. So the woman walks past me and then stops as I'm coming out and I take my mask out off. I stretch it over my head and I say, hi, how are you? She says, good. She said, what are you doing? You look treasure. They automatically say stuff like that. Treasure, are you looking for fucking, she said some other ridiculous thing. I think she said oysters. Now that's ridiculous. There's no fucking oysters in lakes, ponds, streams, rivers, and brooks and stuff like that in Michigan. There's no oysters whatsoever. And I didn't want to humiliate her. So I said, oh no, no oysters. Of course a woman would think of an oyster. Why would she think of an oyster? Because her cunt is an oyster. Look at the cunt. Now look at the clitoris. Oysters are known to have pearls in them. Black pearls, white pearls. The clitoris, this little dot inside her oyster, is just like a pearl inside a fucking oyster. That's her clit. And her cunt lips are the sides of the closing side shell of the shell of the oyster. Of course they think that. That's all they can ever think about, motherfucker. That's all that's on their goddamn mind 24/7. And I knew it right away, but I didn't say anything like that to her. Of course I sounded like this. Oh no, it's not an oyster, miss. And no, I'm not looking for treasure. I'm looking for a type of treasure, but not the traditional treasure that you would look for. And as I'm talking, I'm pulling off my head mask and my rubber top end that goes over my head of my scuba suit, and I'm pulling off my whole scuba suit because I've got shorts on underneath it. They're not really cloth shorts. They're like a kind of a rubbery short that I wear underneath it. Because I've got very big balls and a huge dick. I told you, I got a 15.5-pound dick. I know it's 15.5 pounds because I weighed it on my friend's cocaine scale. He sold coke. He was a dealer. He used his kids to sell the coke. They'd put the coke on the shoulders of the kids' coats. They were just young kids. The kid would walk in. They'd suck the coke off of the vacuum. He's dead now. I think he died in a bad way. I don't want to bring it up because his ex-wife is still alive and shit like that, but I weighed my fucking dick on it. It was 15.5 pounds. Can you imagine a dick that big? And I got one ball that's gigantic. I don't know what it is. It's like a fucking baseball, and the other ball's smaller, but I think it's because I demand such amounts of fucking two-part epoxy, so much cum from my balls, the manufacturer. I think I overworked the one ball because I was requesting all kinds of cum. It's the same thing if you're doing physical activity. If you're doing physical activity, you're demanding more blood from your heart. And the heart provides it, provided you don't have hardened arteries or plaque or whatever calculus on your arteries. And your heart will try to provide that, no problems. It asks you to do it. You asked it to do it, and it's going to do it. It's the same thing with my dick. I asked it to keep producing large quantities of cum, and I think the right ball sort of got ruptured, sort of got worked over, and it stayed big so they could keep producing the amount of cum I make. And I make that kind of cum because why? Because chicks want the freshest of everything. That's why they go to Whole Foods and shit like that, because they want fresh shit that they believe is fresh and different from Kroger or different from fucking Farmer Jack's or whatever the fuck it is, the store out west and the same company that owns Kroger. They want the freshest cum, so I make the freshest cum, and I'll happily give them the freshest cum. So I'm undoing my suit and shit, and she sees the massive bulge in my pants. It's massive. She sees that. She sees that I'm hunting for something. And she thinks I'm an innovator. She thinks I've got ambition. She thinks I talk clearly. I fit everything in her mind. Ding, 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 ding. All the fucking checks. I fit it all. And she sees this. And I leave my pants on. And because she sees how big my balls are as I'm starting to take it off, I see her glued to that. So I pull my lower part of my scuba suit back on. And I leave my flippers on. And she says, so, what are you actually looking for? I don't see anything in the cases that you have. And I said, oh yeah, it's in the case. And I have to put this a perfect way. I have to frame this the right way. I know the limited minds that people have. The minute you say they push the idea that you're creative. They push the idea that you're innovative. They push the idea that you're one of a kind and everything is great and you're wonderful and the creativity is everything. But that's all fucking lies. In reality, that doesn't really happen much. And I don't want her to think, you know, bubbles. And she says, what are they? They look like bubbles. I hold it up and I say, they are bubbles. You're exactly right. They're bubbles. She said, are you an archaeologist or something like that? And I said, no, not really. She said, then what are you doing with the bubbles? I said, well, the gas that comes out of a woman's vagina when she's drowning, when she can't swim, when her body's been dumped there in a pond or lake, river, stream, ocean, when it's been dumped there, they always let out 5 or 6 pussy farts on purpose. These are remnants of a female left behind, designed to kill people when the bubble pops, that she can still kill 4 or 5 more men who get near the bubble. She didn't kill enough while she was alive, but these bubbles left over can kill people while she's gone, and they can keep on killing. Maybe 2 die that year. Maybe 7 years goes by and one of the bubbles becomes dislodged from something under the water and it comes up and the guy's fishing in a boat and a bubble pops and he takes it in and he gets dementia in fucking 2 weeks or 3 weeks. She can still kill fucking men and take them out because they hate men with a passion. Unless you're like a royal, you know, you cater nonstop to their needs and pretend like you like them. And then they kind of rearrange the way they think with you. But it's all still fake. And I said, well, like I said, the gas bubbles that come out of a woman's body. And as they were dumped in the lake, river, and pond. And I say to her, I estimate that probably over the years, this thing's been here, this lake, for thousands of years. I imagine it probably, you know, 10, 20,000, maybe more women have been drowned in this lake, deliberately killed in this lake. And this is the last thing of them. The last, it's like if you find a gold coin on a beach and it was on a ship and it's 200 years old, or old gold ring on a beach and it's been there 200, 300 years. It's the last trace of them, except those don't kill you. They enrich your life. But the fussy fart bubble, they'll destroy your life, as I told you before. And she stops and she says, are you okay? You know, as soon as I fucking heard that, as soon as I heard that shit, your correspondent got extremely angry. I mean, I could feel it, like, ding, I could hear this big goddamn thing. Are you okay? This dumb motherfucker, 26,000 pounds of fecal matter by the time she's 81, 14,000 gallons of fucking urine, 400 pounds in feminine napkin pads, drenched with blood that she'll do to this planet, all the molecules of shit and pussy that you inhale, all the goddamn credit of everybody she's been with, all the men that she's destroyed, the 5 abortions or 4 abortions, and she says to me, are you okay? Are you okay? I got extremely mad. Now, or angry, or sore, whatever, she really fucking wound me up, and I was gobsmacked, and I said, that wasn't very nice. You know, it wasn't very nice, especially when you're standing near Norm Augustinus, and I could blow. I could do something bad and have done something bad, and I could blow, and I did blow, and I said, pardon me? She said, I don't think so. It's like shaking her head, like getting away from me like I'm dangerous. I'm dangerous? I just said all the fucking reasons that a female is dangerous, but I'm dangerous because I'm fucking harvesting pussy fart bubbles, which could make me a goddamn fortune. And I got extremely angry, and I can get this look in my eyes. Green eyes, when they get angry, you can look otherworldly, not normal, and spooky. And she starts backing up. She starts backing up and then turns and starts to run. She probably can't understand why she passed this lake just as I was coming out of it. And I'm so fucking angry that now I'm chasing her with the lower portion of my goddamn scuba diving pants and my damn flippers. And I'm chasing her with the flippers and my scuba diving pants still on. And I got my fucking rallo beam. And I must look like I'm out of my mind chasing some bitch with a goddamn gun. She starts yelling. It was very uncomfortable. She starts yelling because I'm harvesting pussy fart bubbles and she saw something different. Now, why would she be afraid of that? Why would this bitch be afraid of that? Think about what I'm going to tell you now. Here she is, a lone ranger, a lone fucking rogue solo gal, and she needs a dick. She goes to a bar near her house. She gets in her car. She fucking scrubs her pussy with pussy wash. She puts perfume on herself, brushes her teeth, flosses or whatever. She gets in her car and then drives to a bar, a pub, a tavern, whatever you want to call them. And she's sitting in a dark fucking place filled with pussy farts, filled with methane gas from people's ass, filled with shelves and shelves of drugs, which are called alcohol. She'll go in there, get tanked up, and take a dick home. A dick she's never fucked it before. Could be 10, 20, 18 inches long. He could have massive balls, balls so goddamn big that she gets bruised from her cunt to her asshole. That whole area gets bruised as she's taking a dicking. Here comes the dick in the night. Here it comes, this big goddamn meat from a stranger. Here she comes, man. She's coming. Here he comes. And she's not afraid. She pulls her legs back, fucking closes her eyes, and prepares to take the dick. That's not creepy. That's not insanity. I don't know any fucking man that could do that. He could be the guy, the dick on the other end, but I don't know anybody that could actually lay on their back and pick up a complete stranger in a bar and take a dick all night fucking long. Now that is horror. And I'm chasing her. I shouldn't even tell you this part. I'm chasing her with a fucking rallo beam, and I'm screaming that I'm going to blow her head off with the rallo beam in my fucking right hand. The rallo beam doesn't shoot bullets, man. That's how gone I was. I'm going to blow her head off. I've had a Vietnam flashback. I've never had a Vietnam flashback. Not fucking ever. And I'm chasing her with a rallo beam, which has a lens about 8 inches in diameter. It doesn't look like a gun, but I'm pretending I'm going to blow her brains out as she's running as I'm chasing her with a fucking flippers in my right rallo beam. I just snapped. You can't attack somebody like that. You can't try to break down someone like that, take their dream from them like that, make them lower, send them lower. I thought she was all in for creativity and originality, and she's an artist in herself, man. One fucking canvas from Walmart after another, and she's not made one penny. I'm chasing her with a rallo beam, and Tony dropped the rallo beam, and somehow the rallo beam got fucking wound up, got, like, caught up, tripped me over with my goddamn flippers. I can't tell you what I'd have done. But as I was laying there, I threw the rallo beam at her. I don't know why I did that. Fucking thing cost hundreds of dollars to make. I don't have anybody supporting me. Hundreds of dollars to make. And I threw the rallo beam at her. You should have heard her screaming. I don't know who she is. I could see her pussy, and I saw her pussy with these shorts. She made sure she wasn't wearing panties, and there was no pubic hairs. I can't stand bitches that don't fucking let their pussy hairs grow. I saw it. Man, you can't be with a chick that don't have pussy hairs. It's a good thing she ran, because pussy hairs are a filter, an onboard filter, to try to filter the pussy stink from the chick's pussy. She cuts the filter hairs off. She's removed the filter from the fucking pussy, and you'll be gassed, man. You won't make it. This will be a permanent fucking thing in your mind, like when I first smelled pussy, when I was just a kid in a bathtub, and it was a douchebag along the tub, and I squirted the water out. And I smelled a pussy, and I never got over it, man. I never grew. I never fucking was able to remedy that stench in my mind. I couldn't clear it at all. I threw the rallo beam at her. She was yelling and screaming. I mean, really screaming. Like she knew she was dead, and she was dead. I fucking lost it. I snapped. Maybe I had to fucking Benz. Have you been hunting for pussy fart bubbles in a goddamn lake at a depth of 80, 85 feet where it's almost dark down there, totally dark? And you don't know what could happen? They don't know what's in there. They don't know what's going in there. All the fucking napkins, the 400 pounds of feminine napkins they drop with the blood in them, all that blood leaches into everything and is creating new species, new fucking types of bacteria, all kinds of shit, daily. She said to me, that fucking thing she said, man, that, I don't think so. And the way she moved away, the way she walked away and turned, like she was confident turning around, going somewhere else, and then she was full speed ahead with her fucking pubic mound cut, pubic hairs gone, and running from your correspondent. Why in the fuck would anybody run from me? Bitch, go out in that field where she ran. There's some nookie out there. Get yourself some goddamn nookie. They understand how to fuck. They understand nookie. They understand being on all fours, but they don't understand a fucking guy hunting for treasure. Riches beyond riches. Exposing what a pussy fart bubble is. Now, if I was already publicized, now if I was already making money, if the fucking truckloads of cash were coming in, train cars filled with cash, she'd have said she was all in. God, that sounds good. Oh, you're so smart. Oh, you're so smart. She knows what I'm talking about. How many pussy farts has she blown? Does she know she's on a list to be in the water herself, to slowly be going down? These Titanic bitches slowly going to the bottom, blowing pussy farts, wearing a fucking Victorian dress and fucking 1880, whatever the boots were, made all leather. There goes the bubble. Here goes the bubble. 100 years, 500 years, 1,000 years, it doesn't matter. Eventually, some dude's going to find it. Dementia. Number one cause is pussy farts. And I can prove it through pussy fart bubbles. I can prove it through encapsulating the pussy fart bubbles in these beautiful cases and selling the cases for beauty, for study, for knowledge, I can prove all this stuff. Running from me. Who the fuck would run from me, man? It's so funny.
You've been listening to the one and only...
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up, you're looking down, you're looking to the right, you're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder, eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands, they're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange-colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange-colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a million-dollar house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best-looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best-looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Sharon, how are you? I hope you are well and happy when you get this letter. Sharon, something happened to me the other day, and I would like to tell you about it. I was walking to the marijuana provisioning store near my house. My intention was to purchase a bag of 300 milligram THC-infused strawberry pineapple gummies. I walked on the shoulder of the road, and while I walked, I smoked pipe tobacco in a handmade pipe that I carved myself out of a maple toilet seat. The toilet seat was from 1923. I bought it at an auction. I stopped walking when I came upon an old shellacked wooden box. The wooden box was about the size of a shoebox. The top lid of the wooden box was about 2 inches deep, and it was hinged to the lower, bigger bottom portion of the box. I picked up the box and I walked to a big rock that was 30 feet from the road. Sharon, I sat on the rock and I opened the wooden box. The box was filled with two rusting containers of kiwi, black, and brown shoe polish. There was also an old dry-rotted polishing rag in the box, and there was a heavily worn horsehair shoe polishing brush, too. Also in the box was a rust-covered tin of vaginal shrinking cream and an empty bottle of Evening in Paris perfume. Sharon, the wooden box I found was an old shoeshine box. I estimate that it was from the 40s. In those days, if a person shined shoes for cash, they had a shoeshine box. It was the tool of their trade. The shoeshine box contained all the supplies they needed to shine all types of shoes. Also in the shoeshine box was a small black and white wallet-sized photo of a woman blowing a man. The man's enormous cock was sticking out of his unzipped pants. The woman was on her knees. She was wearing a sweater, and she was sporting a 1940s Victory Roll hairstyle. I popped a rod while looking at the picture. The shoeshine box that I found was featured prominently in the old yellowed photograph. The shoeshine box was sitting alongside the woman as she worked over the man's schlong. Sharon, while I searched through the shoeshine box, I found a pair of women's heavily soiled cum panties inside the shoeshine box. The cum panties had been rolled into a tiny, tight donut. A rubber band had been stretched over the panty to keep the panty from unrolling. When I pulled off the rotting rubber band, the cum panties exploded into a full-sized pair of women's panties. I inhaled a lot of microscopic cum dust. Of course, I was immediately overwhelmed by the stench of pussy emanating from the woman's cum panties. In the rear end of the panty, there was a round 2-inch in diameter hole. The edges of the hole looked like they had been burned in by a blowtorch. Sharon, after some time of silent, pipe-smoking contemplation, I have come to the following conclusions. I believe the woman that once owned the shoeshine box definitely shined shoes. The wallet-sized photo proves that, but she used the shining shoe thing as a front for her real money-making business, which was blowing and riding cocks. Our 40s mystery slut would perfume herself up, shrink her stretched-out fuckhole with the shrinking cream, and then wipe off the cum dripping from the man's cock and from her hungry pussy using the polishing rag that was inside the shoebox. I smelled the rag. It smelled like cum. The horsehair shoe polishing brush was likely dragged across the man's balls to get the dude to cum while she mouthed his knob. Somewhere along the way, the 40s shoe polishing woman took a big dick to her 1940s crapper. That is why there was a 2-inch hole blown into the rear of the cum panty. Did you know that some women die when they take a dick to the brown eye? It's a very surreal, even spiritual experience for some chicks. It is documented that many women never speak again after taking a colossal dick to their shithole. Sharon, I believe that the shoeshine girl /cockblower/cockrider died while taking a dick to her stink star. Here's how the tragic scenario unfolded. The man and the woman were inside the man's Mercury 8 parked car. They were listening to the radio. The man's pants were off, and he was sitting on the front passenger seat. The woman was sitting on the man's lap. She was facing the windshield. The man's rock-hard cock was lodged deep in the woman's ass. While she was rocking and moaning and rubbing the bristles of the shoeshine brush against his swollen, tingling balls, the woman died. There was a very large tree near the side of the road. It had a huge squirrel hole in the side of the tree. The man stuffed the deceased woman and her shoeshine box into the tree, and then he floored his Mercury 8 and peeled out. He got his rocks off real good. Sharon, the tree the man stuffed the woman and her shoeshine box into fell down, probably in a windstorm. That fallen tree was near the big rock where I was sitting. Without question, the woman's shoeshine box fell out and I found it. Her bones were probably nearby. I didn't search for her bones, but I know they were close by. I could feel them. I tossed the shoeshine box, but I kept the cum panties with the 2-inch in diameter hole punched into the rear end of the panty, and I pocketed the wallet-sized photograph of the woman blowing that man's Titanic-sized elephant cock. C'est la vie. I gotta go. I've got shit to do. Write me back when you can. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister last weekend. She was standing behind a candy concessions counter making popcorn at the Crystal Theater off 7th Avenue. When your big-titted little sister saw me, she pulled off her Crystal Theater uniform top and bottoms, and then she dropped her crotchless panties to the floor. She was wearing an open-nipple brassiere, so she left her bra on. As I approached the popcorn machine, your big-titted little sister climbed inside the popcorn machine, and she spread her legs, and she pulled both of her knees to her ears, and she buttered up her fuck and shithole using the Crystal Theater powdered popcorn butter. When I got to the popcorn machine, your big-titted little sister was lying on her back, atop a foot and a half of popped popcorn.
Norman.
She kept saying my name over and
Norman.
Over, and while she was saying my name, I ate out your big-titted little sister's juicy, throbbing cunt.
Norman.
And then I gave your big-titted little sister an asshole rim job. While I was rimming your big-titted little sister, she buttered up my dick using the Crystal Theater powdered butter, and she pumped my prick off. We were 69ing one another inside the popcorn machine. The overhead heat lamps warmed our bodies as we bucked our hips and clicked our fingers. As I ate, licked, fingered, smelled, and jammed popcorn into your big-titted little sister's blood-engorged, hairless cunt and bleached cramp hole, a woman walked up to the Crystal Theater concession counter, and she said,
I like all the clicking fingers. I used to click my fingers when I took a dick, too. A lot of people don't click their fingers when they fuck, but they should. It adds an unmistakable something. I used to try and synchronize my clicking fingers with the dick going in and out of my cunt. A finger click for in, and a finger click for out. I like what I see here. I want to be a part of this hip scene. 6 clicking fingers is way better than 4 clicking fingers. So what do you say? Can I join you? I washed my pussy about 4 hours ago. I think it's still fresh.
Attention shoppers, this is Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. Ladies, please pause your shopping for a moment and take a look at a store monitor closest to wherever you may be standing in the store. What are you looking at? Well, I'll tell you. You're looking at a solid oak vintage shoeshine box, complete with an angled shoe resting plate and a built-in carrying handle. What is a shoeshine box? Customers would sit down on a portable chair, place their shoe onto the shoe resting plate, and the shoeshine person would polish the customer's shoes using polish, brushes, and shining rags that were stored inside the shoeshine box. It's a well-known fact that women shoeshine workers always made more money shining shoes than men did. As a woman shined shoes, their full red lips and delicious, sweaty melons were only inches away from the man's cock. More often than not, a female shoeshine worker would open an umbrella to hide the fact that they were sucking their customer's cock, licking his balls, and fingering his asshole, in addition to shining his shoes to a like-new condition. Of course, most men have undergone this very pleasant experience at least a dozen times during his lifetime. Honey, why do you want a shoeshine box that comes complete with one black and one brown container of shoe polish, one rag, and one horsehair shoeshine brush? I'll tell you why. When your man comes home from work, greet him with a smile, drop the shoe box, unfold a chair, and sit him down. Honey, now's your chance. Shine his shoes, unzip his pants, and suck his big cock. Honey, you're not invisible anymore. You're a shoeshine worker. As you suck and shine, your lover will massage your tits and play with your clit using the pointy tip of his other Italian shoe. Wow! You're not a dried-out old whore going through menopause. You're alive again, baby! Your dream lover will lose all control and kick the shoeshine box into the air. And before the box hits the floor, you'll be bent over your daughter's battery-powered Barbie car, and you'll be getting your asshole and cunt leveled by your... by your man's dick cavert, cavitator, cavator, excavator, cavator. Leveled by your man's dick cavator. It's like an excavator, excavator. It's like an excavator, but the dick cavator is smaller, veiny, and filled with fistfuls of hot, bubbling, living cum. Get the shoeshine box and all accessories for only $59.99. Men pop rods when they see shoeshine boxes. Be the catalyst for popping rods in your home once again. Shine his shoes, suck his dick, and take 10 inches. Life is worth living again, honey. Learn the secret that women in the shoeshining business have known since the dawn amount of time. Shine, suck, and fuck. Hurry, supplies are limited. Buy it now, right now, and get a free pair of women's heavily soiled cum panties. The panties are pre-scented with a stink of genuine Chinese girl pussy, and they have a 2-inch hole ripped into the ass end of the panty where a dick came through and went into the panty owner's asshole. You'll also get a free umbrella. On a side note, my assistant Mandy Phelps has just shit. Mandy was adding water to the boiler of our miniature steam train. Our customers love sitting on the steam train as they are moved throughout this store. While Mandy added water, the conductor accidentally pulled the rope that activates the train's very loud steam-powered horn. Mandy Phelps' cunt was directly over the steam horn chimney. When the horn went off, 6,000 pounds of hot miniature train steam went point-blank onto Miss Phelps' hairy, meat-hungry pussy, causing her panties to instantly shrink and then explode off her sex-starved, goose-pimpled hips. Mandy has irritable bowel syndrome and she is extremely horny. When the blast of steam made contact with her gooey deep gash, vaginal juices flowed down Mandy Phillips' ass crack and it lubricated the rusty hinges attached to Mandy's asshole door and she shit. Mandy is frequently constipated for long periods at a time. While Miss Phelps was shitting, Mandy humped the bald head of a baby seated in the caboose. In train lingo, that is the last car. When the mother of the baby saw Mandy hump her baby's head, she scissored Mandy at the miniature train station.
When that hot blast of horn train steam shrunk my panties off my hips, my cum-soaked underpants exploded off my goose-pimpled sexy torso. My shit hatch gave way, and I started crapping a river of girl shit, and I was super horny. I saw the bald baby head, and I humped it. The baby's head reminded me of a dickhead. The baby thought it was funny when I bucked my hungry hips over the top of its hairless head. When I came, my thick, smelly vaginal juices streamed down that kid's shocked face. It was better than humping the pillows on my bed. The baby's mother saw that I was experiencing sexual problems, so she kindly scissored me at the train station. Pussy to pussy ain't for a wussy. That's my motto. My fuckhole craves meat night and day. So what? I shit. Everyone shits. Clean it up. When I need to come, I'm gonna come, and there's nothing anyone is going to do about it. Everyone in this store can go fuck themselves. Now you've done it. I'm angry. There's no going back. I want everyone in this department store to die right now.
Attention maintenance, please head over to the miniature train station located on the fifth floor. Bring wet wipes, 2 pairs of crotchless panties, 2 Playtex Crusher Heart Brassieres, 2 cans of vaginal spray, 2 toothbrushes, floss, toothpaste, mouthwash, perfume, tongue scrapers, a spray can of Christmas Time in Paris air freshener, 1 mop, 2 douche bags, 1 wet and dry vacuum, breath mints, and an emergency woman's makeup kit that comes with primer and oil-based high-definition rub in all skin color foundation. This has been Baloney Pony, your Rare Pines and Exotic Treasure store manager. That is all.
Fuck. 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 Fuck.
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.
Dick!
If you enjoy Norm's show, please head to normaugustinus.com and make a financial contribution. It's our scene, man.